You are missing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qala antum ashabi, walakin ikhwani alladhina amanu bi walam yarawni." He said, "Hold on. You people are my ashab, my companions. You have the opportunity to see me. You have opportunity to sit with me. You have the opportunity to listen to my talk, to my advices, my admonition. What about those who will come after me and they will not be able to see me, but still they will believe in me? They are still going to love me. They will still follow my sunnah. And they will still sacrifice their life for my sake, although they did not see me. They didn't have opportunity to sit with me. They won't have the opportunity to listen my talk. But still they will believe in me. Those are my brothers. Those are my brothers." One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting nearby well of Zamzam. In those days the Zamzam used to be open. People used to, you know, pull the water by themselves. And there were Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were surrounding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the Sahabi pulled the water and he handed over the bucket to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He drank little water and they spit in the bucket, Mubarak saliva in the bucket, and then the half of the bucket he threw back into the Zamzam, well of Zamzam. Sahaba were eager. See, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were waiting for your leftover water that you drink, and whatever, you know, leftover water we can share after you. We were waiting. What you did? You threw the water into the water, well of Zamzam? Why? Why you wasted your water? We deserve to drink that leftover water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I threw my saliva in the water of Zamzam, and I threw that bucket back into the Zamzam. So those my ummati who will come after me, they could have this barakah and blessing of my saliva." That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah. He did not forget us, although we came 1500 years after him. Right? But still those fortunate people who go for Hajj and Umrah and they have opportunity to drink water of Zamzam, alhamdulillah, with the water of all the qualities and barakah and blessing of Zamzam is one side. No doubt about it. It's very special water. With that, extraordinary thing is that the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also included in that water. So those who are drinking Zamzam water, they must think for a while, I am drinking the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well with this water. So he did not deprive us, my brothers. No one can regret, oh, I was not born in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I have deprived all the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. He thought about us and he made some barakah and blessing especially for us, for those who are coming later on. Another similar hadith, Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja ila al-maqbara. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to the Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinah Munawwara. Faqala assalamu alaykum دار قوم مؤمنين وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون وددت أني قد رأيت إخواننا. He greeted all the marhumin in the Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard, and then he expressed his desire, أني وددت أني قد رأيت إخواننا, that I wish I can see and meet my brothers. Same word, إخوان, brothers. So Sahaba were with him. They say, "Kalu ya Rasulullah, alasna ikhwanak? Are we not your brothers?" Same reply. Qala bal antum ashabi. He said, "You are my companions, my Sahaba. Wa ikhwani alladhina lam yatu ba'du wa ana faradtuhum ala al-hawd. My brothers are those who will come after me. They will born after me till the yawm al-qiyamah. and they will believe in me as the last and final messenger. They are my brothers. And I am proceeding towards the house of Kawthar on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the fountain of Kawthar. Qalu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba were very curious. If they did not understand anything, immediately they used to question and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify it. And that is a benefit for us. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, Sahaba asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kaifa ta'arifu man ya'ti ba'daka min ummatik? Question mark. You did not see them. Rasulullah did not come to the Fairfield so soon. We people go from here on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. How is going to recognize us so-and-so came from Fairfield, but he was my ummati? How you are going to recognize your ummati when they will come after your demise? How you will check it? Rasulullah SAW gave one very beautiful example, practical example. He said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ كَانَ لِرَجُلٍ خَيْلُ قُرٌ مُحَجَّلٌ فِي خَيْلِ بُهْمٍ دُهْمٍ أَلَا تَعْرِفُ خَيْلَهُ? He said, if a person have a lot of horses, and some of the horses have white stripes, you know, his forehead and legs are white, and rest of the body is black and white, right? Amongst all those black horses, isn't he going to recognize his horses because of the special stripes, white stripes on their skin? They say, yeah, very easily, if hundreds of horses are black and few horses are with the white stripes, immediately he can recognize and pick them from this big crowd. It's so simple, it's so easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قالوا, when Sahaba replied, قالوا بلا, قال فإنهم, and those like you and me, my brothers, who will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who had no opportunity to sit down in the Mubarak company and majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's talking about those people, like you and me, say, فإنهم يَعْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, they all will come, my ummatis will come on the day of Qiyamah to my house, to my fountain, غُرَّ مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنَ الْوُضُوءِ, they will have the white stripes, their faces and their hands and their legs will be shining because of the water of wudu. وَأَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْثِ, I am proceeding ahead of them on the house of Kawthar. Now here when Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, this is one of the benefit, my brothers and sisters, to make a proper wudu. Wudu itself is the ibadah. Wudu itself is a full of virtues. When we make wudu, we have to concentrate on it, what I am doing. We have to consider it as an ibadah. That's why it is not allowed while you are making wudu, you must talk worldly things. If you are talking and joking while you are making wudu, you won't get any reward and any thawab of wudu. So wudu itself, we have to make sure that every limb of the body should be washed correctly, and we should make zikrullah or dua. There are special dua of washing face, washing hands, washing leg, making massage. There are special dua in the hadith. So we have to learn that dua. At least we should some zikrullah while we are making wuzu. We should not talk worldly affairs. We should not waste water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the virtue of proper making wuzu is those parts which they used to make wudu, they will shine because of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their faces will shine, their legs and hands will shine. And through that noor, I will recognize, oh, these are my ummatis, these are mine. Come forward. Drink the water of Zamzam, water of my Kawthar. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, since I heard this virtue of making wuzu, he used to make extra effort. He used to wash all the way till here. So he used to say, I wish my more portion of the hand should shine on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. I mean, sunnat is just to wash above your elbow. But when he heard these virtues, he used to wash all the way till here to make sure that the whole hand and arm should shine on the Yawmul Qiyamah. That was a, you know, eagerness of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So there are so many incidents, my brothers, when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget us. And even the Hadith of Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, first cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his death, they put his Mubarak body into the qabr, into the grave. I was very close to the grave. I noticed the Mubarak lip of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were moving. So I went inside and I put my ear onto the Mubarak lip of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He dead already. He's going to bury it in the grave. This is the miracle. You see, I heard, when I put my ear onto the Mubarak lip of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was curious what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what zikr is making in his last moment. I heard he was saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Even the last moment, he died, he left this world, but he's still remembering and making dua for us, for our maghfirat. That's why on the Yawmul Qiyamah, when people will stuck, you know, with all these kind of problems and azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save and protect all of us, then they will go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to request, oh Adam alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start reckoning. He said, no, yeah, nafsi, I cannot intercede, I have my own problem. They'll go to the Nuh alayhi salam, they will go to the Nuh alayhi salam, he will say, nafsi. They will go to Ibrahim, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, then Isa alayhi salam said, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, then our Rasulullah. Every Nabi, every Rasul on the Yawmul Qiyamah will only utter one word. Today, I'm only worried about myself. Nafsi. If Allah, you know, forgive me, that's sufficient for me. I have no strength, no power, no ability to intercede, to make shafa for anyone else. I am only worried myself. Every Nabi and Rasul will be in that critical condition. Only our beloved Rasulullah will have that ability, will have that status, will have that rank. He say, yes, today I am the one who can intercede on behalf of my Ummah. And he is the only one is going to say on the Yawmul Qiyamah, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Oh Allah, forgive my Ummat. Oh Allah, forgive my Ummat. And he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him that Irfa Rasak, you know, ask, whatever you ask, you will be granted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time said, I will not go into the Jannah until my last Ummati will come out from the Jahannam. I will make sure my each and every ummati who once only said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will make sure he must come out from Jahannam. Then and then only I will enter paradise. That is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummat. What are we doing? Is our lifestyle, our day night, our ibadat, our aqaid, our appearance, our faces are according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is anywhere is matching with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we are far, far away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This each and every one has to think and ponder. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and have the true and original love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is required, which is part of our iman. Paak ho da'un.